Home Depot. Valid through May 1st while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Dave and Darren in the morning, only on Rock 104.9.
And Mike Schultz is here from the River City's Reader. He's the entertainment editor, the movie critic, and the keeper of all things calendar.
And something
you
of
do, I gotta say,
a nice. Warlock, too, I suppose.
You guys do such a great job.
That's my boss, Todd's favorite one. You got the calendar warlock.
You have such a great job. And rcreader.com, if you're wondering what the hell is there to do, you just have to go to that website and
the calendar's the kind calendar of and it's, ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of excessive. And huge.
You don't get to say there's nothing to do in this town anymore.
This week, it
comes with the spring and summer dining guide.
It does, yeah. Have you checked that thing out?
It's very nice.
Really nice. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of places to eat here in the Quad Cities.
They did a hell of a lot of work on that, and it looks really, really good.
It does look good.
Yeah.
That's something to save.
Very proud of that, yeah.
So we were struggling to remember what movies we sent you off to see.
Seriously, like I said, off air, you know, the entire drive over, I couldn't remember three of them. I was at a loss. Turns out the titles were African Cats, a documentary on African cats, on a cheetah, a single mom cheetah, and then a pride of lions. Mm-hmm. And let's watch them eat and forage. Beautifully photographed. It's great. And after about a half hour, that was enough for me. And it went on for another hour. So it was.
Oh, it's an hour and a half.
It's an hour and a half. Yeah. Ooh. At first I was hoping it was one of those IMAX-y, you know, 45 minute type things. But 90 minutes of, yeah. You know, it's fine. It's fine. It's not offensive or anything.
No talking
but
cats,
boy,
though.
No, just a lot of Sam Jackson, which is great. You know, he's fun to listen to. But that thing just kept going. So,
which antelope is yours? The one that says "Bad Mother Cheetah." Say meow one more time.
That would have been great.
Who let these MFing cheetahs on my plane?
I have had enough. I am sick of these MFing cheetahs in my
plane.
MFing savannah.
All right, so that sounds like too much.
Yeah, it was too much.
Too much
African cats.
It was too
much. Too long.
All right,
it
what
was
else?
Fine.
What else did you say?
Tyler Perry. I forgot all about it. Tyler Perry's. What is, I don't
House
know, big,
of Horrors.
Big Happy Family, right? Is that what that is?
If you say so.
I've drawn a blank on that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it falls, I'd say it probably falls somewhere in the middle of his oeuvre. It's got a couple laughs. It's got a few laughs here and there. But otherwise, it's just more of the same. It's really badly staged slapstick and really heavy.
Handed,
heavy moralizing
preaching.
And, yeah, a really lurid melodrama. It's just what you expect.
I just don't think that's my cup of tea.
No, I don't think it's.
Yeah, but you've never seen one yet, have you?
I haven't.
You really should. They're worth a peek just to see what they're about. And some have been actually pretty good, just not this one. So yeah, I could have
that's
done.
What I was
about
told
that.
About Hustler when I was 9.
And then the other movie was Water.
And finally,
for
Water
Elephants.
For Elephants, which I thought was fantastic.
Really,
I really liked it.
Really,
yeah. I'm in a very distinct minority on that one. I notice most of the reviews are pretty harsh.
I'll say this: we had family in town, and they all went and saw it, and they all came back raving about it.
Oh, good.
So, yeah,
you're not the only one.
My parents saw it. My mom loved it.
I think it's an old person movie. I think I've crossed that line officially.
How so?
I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was it had a strong story. That elephant is freaking crazy. The tricks that thing does in this movie. I mean, it makes you laugh because the tricks are so great.
Yeah.
You know, he sits up on his hind legs and he does handstands and stuff.
Are they computer graphic
great.
Tricks?
No,
or?
This is a real damn elephant doing this.
Wow.
It's awesome. The performances are great. Christoph Waltz. Fantastic. So good.
Yeah.
I was worried after Green Hornet, really. I was like, oh, God, is this what all he's going to do now? Forever just play trashy Euro villain over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's a strong character, really good performance. Reese and Pattinson make a reasonably good pairing. I was surprised about that. It's a blast. I had a great time. I'd see it again.
So this isn't a downer movie.
Not at all. Not at all. It's like a big old fashioned kind of sweepy, epic-y romance type thing, which can be kind of irritating. But this one was actually really well done.
So the elephant doesn't get treated too badly.
There's a few beatings.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to get smacked around
well
a
deserved.
Little.
Let me ask you this, Schultz.
I'm not going to say.
Did the elephant have it coming? In theaters.
I would have smacked the bastard.
In
right
theaters yeah today, we've got all kinds of movies yeah, opening geez up, including what I would assume to be the kickoff of the summer movie season, Fast Five. The latest installment in the Fast and Furious
franchise.
Everyone's back,
and everyone's involved.
They're all back.
Former
characters are back from the dead in this.
Is that right?
Yeah, one character they killed off two movies ago is back somehow. They don't really explain it. He's playing the same character. He got killed off in Tokyo Drift, I think it was.
Yeah, and he's back.
But he's back, and they don't really
care.
Because who cares? Why not? Why not bring him back?
Brian O'Connor partners with ex-con Dom Toretto on the opposite side of the law. Since Brian and Mia Toretto broke Dom out of custody, they've blown across many borders to elude authorities. Now backed into a corner in Rio de Janeiro, they must pull off one last job in order to gain their freedom. As they assemble their elite team of top racers, the unlikely allies know their only shot of getting out for good means confronting the corrupt businessman who wants them dead. I'm already exhausted.
I'm tired.
I tell you what, my nephew loves these things.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I thought the first one was a blast.
Yeah.
I really did.
Hey, Rome, what took you so long? I thought for sure you'd be showing up with some chrome spinners or something.
Real funny. I got 100,000 says I can take you all to the next quarter mile.
Yeah, your broke ass has got 100 grand.
We pull off this job, I will. The next two lights. 100,000.
We don't pull this job off, we're probably dead anyway. Let's make it 1,000,000.
I like that. All right, $1 million quarter mile.
All right, then.
Only live once. Let's do it.
What do you say, Don?
We're talking or we racing?
Is Tone Loke in this movie?
No, is that Ludacris?
That's
is
Ludacris.
He back?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
Ludacris,
Ludacris
is back
here.
That sounded like Tone Loke with the whole, let's do it.
No, that's
Ludacris, babe.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Whatever. Paul Walker needs a paycheck, too. You know, we got to keep him employed somehow.
I like your take on it. It's in this economy, don't begrudge anyone if they get a job.
Yeah, right.
Also opening today, the movie Prom, a PG Disney movie. Amy Teagarden's in this. A group of teenagers find their lives intersecting.
Okay,
in their
Turtles, prepare yourselves.
No, not yet. Group of teenagers find their lives intersecting and their futures taking shape as they prepare for the most pivotal event of their high school careers.
Not really.
Not really that much.
Prom.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. At first, Nova is infuriated at a classmate who nearly destroys her plans for prom. But the closer the big day gets, the more she realizes that he may in fact be the perfect date. I've got some clips.
Oh, good.
From the movie Prom in theaters today.
P. It's for the paralyzing crush I had on the new girl in my math class in the 8th grade. Her name was May. And she was awesome. R. It's for the really long time it took me to get up the nerve to ask her out. O. It's for the only girl I've ever called my girlfriend, and the only one I ever want to. And M is for University of Michigan, of course, because that's our next chapter together. But I'm getting ahead of myself because
wait a minute.
Before graduation...
M is for University of Michigan? Prow. Really? He might want to take a couple of English classes once he gets to the University of Michigan.
He might want to go to Ann Arbor Community College.
I'm glad everyone else heard that because I thought my head was about to explode.
Okay, I think that's enough of that.
Also opening today, Hoodwinked 2, Hood versus Evil.
Yeah, see what they
did
there?
What can you tell us about the first one? It feels like that was just in theaters, wasn't it?
No, that was like 5 years ago, I think.
Really?
I think it was a long time. I think it was like 2006.
All right, well, Hoodwinked 2.
Made me laugh, as I recall. I like that one.
Hood versus Evil stars Hayden Panettiere, Heidi Klum, and Wayne Newton.
Oh. Wow. That's a grab bag.
Also, Amy Poehler and David Ogden Stiers.
Jeez.
A teenage Red Riding Hood trains in a distant land with a mysterious covert group called the Sisters of the Hood. She is then called upon by Nikki Flippers, head of the Happily Ever After agency, who teams her with the Wolf to investigate the disappearance of Hansel and Gretel.
Okay.
Here's a clip from Hoodwink 2, Hood vs. Evil, in theaters today.
Hi.
So, you think you can deliver that basket of goodies across my bridge, do you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, no, no. You did not just say that. I did not hear that. There ain't no way my bridge would be across by some muffin-delivering, red hood-wearing, fair-tale cliche little girl. Get up out of here.
Speaking of cliches.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Wow. I think the less we say about that, the better.
Moving
we
right
have other
along.
Movies opening. I don't have any other clips, though.
Yeah,
what's the,
we got something called Dylan Dog, Dead of Night, with Brandon Routh as a well, it's based on an Italian comic book about a private eye
what isn't
who specializes in affairs of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Win-Win with Paul Giamatti as a wrestling coach. That's with Amy Ryan, who we also adore. And Jeffrey Tambor. It's got good people in it.
It's a comedy.
Comedy. Getting great reviews. We actually got it here.
So those are all movies that you can see.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah. This segment, by the way, is brought to us by Rave Motion
Pictures.
Pictures.
Where if you had signed up for Rave Motion Pictures and their updates, you would have been getting one. You would have gotten one today on this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Rave Motion Pictures. Go to ravemotionpictures.com where you get large popcorn refills, also large pop refills, and they have the IMAX theater.
Got a four-pack of movie tickets for you if you're the ninth caller right now at 326-ROCK, 326-1049. A four-pack of tickets to go see the movies at Rave. Schultz recommends you do the Water for Elephants.
Go see it. It's fun.
Is there anything else that's playing right now that you're really high on, or is that really pretty
Jeez.
Much it?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Staying home with a good book.
He's
always a nice option.
He's Mike Schultz. That. From the River Cities Reader, we are Dave and Darren, and